This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lin. There's plenty of free late-night entertainment this month during Philadelphia's Fringe Festival, like tonight, when these performers take the stage at the Fringe Arts Building.
Please welcome the Martha Graham Cracker Cabaret!
Martha Graham Cracker. She's tall and humorous and hairy. She is queen of Philadelphia's drag cabaret. Is it safe to say that?
Oh, I don't know. I have to be humble. That's okay. Part of my job.
That's Dito Van Reigersberg, the local actor who performs as Martha. Dito, thanks for stopping by. I've always wanted to meet you. This is great.
It's my pleasure.
When you're Martha, you're campy and friendly. You're so relaxed, and your humor and singing seems effortless. Is it effortless?
I would say that I get the sweatiest I ever am in my life as Martha. So it's not effortless, but it is like a free fall. Part of it is really feeling like I trust the character, I trust my instinct, and I just go. But then there's every which way in which I climb the furniture, climb the audience members. And that way it's physically and vocally effortful.
Tell me about developing the character.
Martha both contains little pieces of me, but I think she's a little bit different from me because she's a little bit more... Can I say the word bitchy?
You just did.
I just did. So she'll just say what's on her mind, which I think maybe was, in a way, why I created her in the first place, to say things that Dito wouldn't dare to say.
So is she kind of an activist?
I think she's a little bit more political than I am, and I think she's a little bit more unafraid. She often steals people's phones who are texting during the show, holds them over a glass of water and threatens to commit harikari to their phone. She's the one in charge.
Well, she was afraid. We're going to hear a song that she does of Lionel Richie called Hello, and she can't say, I love you. What is that a commentary about?
I think it's a very universal commentary about there's the part in your relationship where you're like, oh, we're dating, everything's going well. But then there's the moment where you kind of have to commit. Oh, it's really difficult to say I love you. And that's a real problem.
It is for many people.
Yeah.
You do love the things that occur during live improv. Any good examples of this?
There's an amazing time where I think I jumped into someone's arms who I brought up on stage, and they got me for a second, and then they couldn't handle the weight anymore, and they dropped me to the floor. I got up by the time it was time for me to sing again. So it was like a beautiful both mistake and it seemed almost planned.
You sing your heart out as Martha. Is your voice a Martha voice?
I think she kind of speaks and sings a little bit in the higher edges of my natural range. Yeah, and every once in a while as a joke, I may go way down low.
What is it about a song that makes it a Martha Graham Cracker song?
Definitely there are songs that I love and I can't imagine not doing. Tell Me Something Good by Chaka Khan, mm-hmm. or Message in a Bottle by The Police. A lot of them are from childhood.
You don wigs, you wear gowns, really cute vintage dresses. Where do you shop?
I do have a stylist. Her name is Max Brown. She can make things from scratch, thank God, because I'm 6'2" and I have kind of linebacker shoulders. Often a real coup is finding really tacky bridesmaids' dresses, because usually there's one that's a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have a orange sherbet halter top sparkly number that I really prize because it's so ugly/beautiful.
You're a Philadelphia favorite. You perform at L'Etage regularly, at Johnny Brenda's, the Philadelphia Art Museum. But there was one performance where you were asked to be in front of a group of kids and read a Dr. Seuss story. You were invited to do this and then uninvited to do this.
There was a school in New Jersey, and the guy who was in charge of this sort of reading series said, oh, I don't see any problem with this. I'll invite this drag queen to read Dr. Seuss to the children. I guess the higher-ups got wind of this, and they said, that's not appropriate. I'd like to think that, though my banter is for mature audiences only, that I could have said things that were only on the up and up for kids. The story got out and people got really incensed about the inviting and then disinviting. So then we had an alternate reading of Dr. Seuss at Christ Church in Old City. I read Green Eggs and
Ham. It was Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah.
You sang it.
I sang Green Eggs and Ham.
The colors of the rainbow, blue, the color green.
That was another time where I was sort of improvising. I was like, I know I'm going to sing something. And then the band just started on this blues riff. And then we had a question and answer period. And I asked the kids, so do you have any questions for me? And I don't know. I was a little bit worried. Like, what are they going to ask? Are you a man or a woman? There were no questions about gender at all. The questions were basically red, blue, green. And then I realized that I had asked earlier if they could name the colors of the rainbow. And they were just
trying to figure out the Roy G. Biv.
Yeah, the Roy G. Biv. So that was basically the question and answer period.
Do you lie? Do you lie?